producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones, always a treat to have her on. Victoria, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So, a couple of different things. One, first of all, I guess the administration's reaction, and we know it's obviously somber and it's the same of what we've seen, but to the horrific events in San Bernardino, California.
Yes, the horrific events in San Bernardino, California. There's so much that's developing on this, and you know what is so weird about this is, was it workplace violence? Was it terrorism? Was it something else entirely? And also, we understand that a shootout developed when the police came upon them eventually after a chase in their SUV, and a gunfight developed. I want to know what that means exactly. Who opened fire on whom, and was there any attempt to take them alive?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I would have liked to hear what they had to say. And
so would I.
Because often, every single time it ends this way, and boy, oh boy. And you're right, there's a lot developing there. It's just really awful for the, I always say this, it's awful for the families. Imagine the families, the friends, everything else. And there they are helping people with autism or other disabilities. Yes. And they're at a Christmas party. It's just so awful, awful,
so
awful.
So awful, awful, awful.
Yeah. Let's move on to Washington and the tsunami that's starting to occur with this whole Obamacare thing, you know, the Affordable, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act. The Republicans are saying, hey, we're pretty much on the cusp of a very big win here. How did all this happen while we were sleeping?
Well, it's been going on for a while. They want to use reconciliation because they say that it relates to the budget, and reconciliation means that they can pass it with 51 votes. The Senate, this is in the Senate. The Senate parliamentarian said, "Well, not so fast. There are some bits of it that you can't because it's bloody bloody blah. Doesn't pass the Robert Byrd rule, and it all gets very in the weeds." Anyway, so they changed it around. They think they can, and so they're going to have a shot at it, and we'll see how that goes. Meanwhile, Harry Reid, the minority leader, introduced an amendment that would make it illegal to sell or give a gun to someone who's been charged with blocking or trying to block someone with getting reproductive care with force or the threat of force.
Wow.
That's going nowhere.
Wow, yeah, I agree with you. That's going nowhere, absolutely. Then we seg to the cartoonish segment of what we're going to discuss, because now we get into the reality of results season once we turn the calendar and we get into January and February, especially, obviously, because of Iowa and New Hampshire, et cetera. And there seems to be no stopping. The latest poll has Trump on top again, and Ben Carson is fading. What do you make of all that?
Well, I mean, Ben Carson made his own bed when he started saying absurd things about foreign policy and then went to Jordan to a refugee camp and said that, you know, it was really quite nice. And I don't think that helped, particularly since he didn't allow any journalists to go with him. So he's going to continue to fade, I think, and I think it's going to become a bit of a fight between Cruz and Trump and maybe one or two others. According to a piece in the New York Times earlier this week, the real bigwigs at the top of the Republican Party are, of course, terrified it's going to be Trump, but and the people are terrified of attacking him. But some people are actually even more terrified that it's going to be Cruz.
Yeah, which, again, it looks like, with if you're reading into what's happening, he keeps moving up and up and up and up. And, yeah, now we're into results season, like I said. So this is when it counts.
It is when it counts. It's really starting to get down to the wire. And there's this memo from the head of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, a 7-page memo, confidential, that imagines Trump as the party's nominee, urging candidates to adopt many of his tactics and approaches and issues, even down to the way they address and use Twitter, and grabbing onto the best elements of his anti-Washington populist agenda.
Wow. Wow. Yep. Again, it's what we see from the cheap seats, Victoria, that often is just so stunning, isn't it? Oh.
Yeah.
At the start of, before we actually went on the air, you told me something funny that you kicked your notes with, and you can tell the public this quickly. Tell, because I know you got to fly. Tell us the little funny that is actually a truism that you stuck onto your notes today.
I saw this on my Twitter feed from one of the Brits that I follow. It's an opening paragraph from a serious British newspaper's legal correspondent. I am now quoting. A former banking lawyer who entered a woman's bedroom wearing fishnet stockings and a purple G-string told the court he thought she was a giant panda. Desmond Moran, 53, slipped into the victim's flat in Bayswater as she slept.
Again, it feels so made up, but yet it's true. Crazy. Perfect way to end this. Victoria Jones, as always, thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
In moving forward, the first thing that we talked about is what happened in California and the reaction, of course, from the White House or Washington, I guess, and what is the reaction going to be, as I said to Victoria, other than the... First of all, the initial horror of it, no matter what politician, no matter what side they are, meaning sides, because it's like sports teams, right? I always say that Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever, it doesn't matter. Being killed at a holiday party, the shock of it, you know, the 14 victims. It's I watched today as the nightly news, they were in California, did an interview with one of the guys who had just been with Saeed Farouk, and, you know, then he left, and he happened to take a break and had gone to the restroom, and suddenly he thought, as he was drying his hands, that something had exploded in the dryer. And then realizing, no, they're shooting, there were two other men in the bathroom, and they just laid on the floor and bolted their feet against the door, and then tried to call out and eventually called the police. And, of course, by that time they had arrived and realized that they survived and looked around to see that their workmates were either lying dead or they were terribly injured somehow and they were trying to get people into ambulances. And now the story is also about the shooters and that they had so many more weapons. They had so much more ammunition that they... In fact, had bombs that were ready-made, jihadist-wise, because it looked exactly like the kind of bombs on a jihadi website that were filled where they, you know, filled in the rooms where they were living. And there's still questions that we'll never know the answers to, I suppose, because they were killed in a shootout in a rented SUV that they had when they were tracked down, but initially it was reported even that the killers were married, Tashfeen Malik and Saeed Farouk, but they weren't married, and that they had come back to the United States from Saudi Arabia a year or so ago, and boy, oh boy, you know, you look at this mass shooting and do you realize that this mass shooting... You have to go back to December of 2012 and that rampage at Sandy Hook to actually compare the two of how horrific that was in much different ways. But the initial reports they had been married, not true. They did have a 6-month-old daughter as well, and the little girl was with the grandmother, and you know, I guess they left the 6-year-old, told the grandmother that they had a doctor's appointment, and then the grandmother was upset or concerned when she saw reports of the shooting and couldn't reach Farouk, thinking that he was in the shooting, but in fact he was the reason for it. Stay with us.
Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We saw what happened in San Bernardino. Obviously, we've been discussing what went on with the couple and the police chase. And ultimately, the sad part that I keep coming back to is the people who were, frankly, sitting ducks once they were being fired upon. And nobody could do anything because they had no firepower to go back after them. And then what ensued, we all know afterwards. So we have Michelle Byington with us from U.S. Law Shield. And Michelle, as you see something like this, what is going through your mind? You heard what I said about there was nobody that could answer back.
Yeah, so any time that I hear that this is a massacre, specifically dealing with a gun, that occurs on a quote-unquote gun-free zone, I just shake my head and I cringe all at the same time, because you said it beautifully. You're a sitting duck when you're in these areas. What people need to remember is that a criminal does not respect the law. They don't respect these gun-free zones. And as we know, that's exactly what this social services building was. And so what you're effectively doing is you are creating this area where cowards know they can go into and they won't get a fight back. People are left defenseless. You are a sitting duck. You are just waiting to be a victim when you enter these gun-free zones. And so that's what these people are going to target.
Yeah, and we should tell people that you're a gun owner and that you work to really uphold the Second Amendment. You're a lawyer. You've represented lots of clients all over Texas in incidents that involve firearms. What made you go specifically niche into this?
I got lucky. I am a gun owner. I grew up in a family that owns and loves guns, and so when this opportunity came along, I couldn't pass it up. We work every day to represent our clients to the fullest extent who are gun owners who are forced to use their guns in either self-defense or defense of their property. And then, of course, we are very involved in the lawmaking process here in Texas this past summer, we had some pretty good gun laws passed, specifically open carry and campus carry. And we all know campuses, many, many college campuses across the United States, they are those gun-free zones. And time after time, we see these cowards go in there with their guns and just open up fire on people who are just sitting there waiting to be a victim.
Yeah. And it's confusing, right? I mean, I say this all the time as to what the gun laws are in every single state.
Yes, every state has a different law. Every state is different. And interestingly enough, California has some of the strictest gun laws. And they have very, very conservative gun laws. It's difficult to get a concealed carry permit in that state. And it just goes to show you that criminals, these bad guys, are going to get their hands on guns they shouldn't have their hands on to begin with. And that old adage comes true every time. The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Yeah, and you talk about the beginning of this because this is what happened in San Bernardino, a gun-free zone. Have you seen time and time again, I certainly have just from the media point of view, that exactly what we're saying here, it doesn't work. It's not helping to push people out because, if anything, in one sense it says, hey, there's no guns here, or at least they're not supposed to be.
Right, come and get me is really what you're putting a neon sign on law-abiding citizens that they are being left defenseless and that if you are a coward, that's where you're going to go. And we see it over and over and over in movie theaters that don't allow guns. We see it at elementary schools. We see it on college campuses. That's the targets that these people choose to go after.
Yeah. You defend different people, as you mentioned, gun owners. We talked about that. Of all of the cases that you've done, what are you most proud of that you had to fight for?
I am most proud. I have a client who had to use deadly force against an individual. She is a 67-year-old woman, didn't have a concealed handgun license, but was in her home and defended her home against an unlawful intruder. And they came after her criminally. The state prosecuted her, and then after it was all said and done, she was sued civilly as well. The family came back and wanted money for a wrongful death lawsuit. And so I am most proud that she got out of that situation. It took about 3 years, but she got out of that situation free.
Wow, and then that's also a good reminder. These are the things that can happen to you. Here she is, like you said, she's 67. She's not thinking about that, and she's defending herself. She's defending her house.
Yes, exactly. She lives alone. She's a widow. It was the case that really made me think that I am in the place where I should be.
Yeah. When we talk about Second Amendment, we talk about, you know, firearms. You mentioned California, some of the strictest. Besides California, who else has some of the stricter gun laws that you know off the top of your head?
Oh, your usual suspects. New York, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey. California, like we said, have the strictest gun laws in the country. And what you're doing is you're pandering to a specific political base, in my opinion. And what you're doing is you're leaving good law-abiding citizens defenseless when you have these strict gun laws because you make it so difficult to go out and either purchase a gun or to be able to carry it on you every day. There's just too much red tape, and it stops the good people from being able to possess and potentially defend themselves or third parties with a handgun when one of these madmen come in wanting to create havoc.
Yeah, and you know what the argument is? Well, look at other countries where, you know, they don't have this. Look at England. Everybody always throws up England. In England, you're not allowed to carry a gun. And look at what happens in England if we compare statistics to criminal activity and people who own guns. What do you say when people challenge you on that?
Well, I point them to the statistic that shows that once you disarm a society, violent crime increases. It's what happened in Australia when citizens were disarmed. Violent crimes just skyrocketed from sexual assault to aggravated robberies to aggravated assault. You see these crimes go up when people know that you're leaving others disarmed. So they're, of course, these crimes are going to skyrocket. When Texas passed its concealed carry law, violent crime dramatically decreased. And so you can use Texas concealed carry law, and you can look at Australia, and you can look at Britain. Their violent crimes went up when Texas went down when you arm your citizens.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. We're speaking with Michelle Byington of U.S. Law Shield. Explain to everyone what U.S. Law Shield is.
U.S. U.S. Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program. So a person who's a member of U.S. Law Shield and they are forced to use their gun in self-defense or defense of property or even defense of a third person, U.S. Law Shield will provide a lawyer who will take you from the minute that you have to use your firearm all the way through your criminal trial, and then, like I said earlier, even through a civil trial, if that bad guy's family comes back to civilly sue you and seek monetary damages.
Yeah. As somebody who's really passionate about the Second Amendment, what would you like to see happen in the United States overall, not just in Texas? Because, as you mentioned, in Texas, things are happening and laws are changing and they're favoring the right to have arms. And on campuses, you mentioned that. On campuses, that's now available, campus carry, and that's been a big change. What would you like to see happen across the board when it comes to the Second Amendment?
Now, we hear common sense, common sense, common sense all the time. And what I would like to see happen is that people step back and objectively look at the handgun. A handgun does not jump off a table all on its own and shoot up an elementary school. It does not jump up off of a table and shoot up a social services building. It is the people behind it who are the murderers, not the gun itself. So I would advocate that everybody go out and shoot a gun and see what it actually feels like to pull that trigger. And it's not something that happens very easily. And I think people are afraid of what they don't know. So what I would like to see happen is people go out to their local gun ranges, rent a handgun, and get behind it and see how it actually feels. And 9 times out of 10, I will bet that people will walk out of there feeling much better about a citizen possessing a handgun.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, quick one. The campus carry, explain that for people who don't know.
So here in Texas, campus carry passed, which means that come this August, a person who was licensed to carry a concealed handgun will be able to do so on a college campus inside of a building and around those areas. But keep in mind, here in Texas, you got to be 21 in order to have a license to carry a handgun. So it's not like you're going to have a bunch of 18-year-old frat daddies, you know,
right,
running around Texas A&M University with a handgun. These are adults. These are your PhD students. They're your faculty. They're your staff. And they are your good guys because, you know, you've got to go through the background check. You've got to go through the classes. These are your good guys who don't commit crimes. And so what I think Texas has done is made their college campuses much, much safer by allowing license holders to carry on campus.
Yeah, I agree. I like that, too. You said they go through the ropes. They do what you have to do to get the conceal and carry. Absolutely. Michelle Byington, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Failed to pass even the most obvious measures, despite the fact 92% of Americans support these measures, 83% of gun owners support them.
Hillary Clinton, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, talking about gun control in light of what happened in San Bernardino. Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney, hope you have a fabulous holiday. Certainly not for the people that their lives were destroyed just the other day. And we're learning more and more about Saeed Farouk and his, I guess, common-law wife, Tashween Malik. But the definite indications is that this was an act of terrorism by a couple that planned it. And they were radicalized to attack innocent Americans, very innocent Americans, that happened to be working in an office where he worked, which is unbelievable. So now it makes us ask this question. You think this is, again, another deadly attack in America, a mass type of shooting attack? The question is absolutely, to me, if Farouk was a sleeper cell, how many other sleeper cells are there out there that we have to be worried about? We've heard 900 ISIS sleeper cells. And what is the White House doing about this? Well, here's what you have happening at the White House. At the daily briefing, the call was terrorists. We need gun control, like Hillary Clinton said. Terrorists will stop attacking if we pass gun control laws. Do you think? You heard my guest, hopefully you heard Michelle Byington talking about what she does to work for gun owners who have been defending themselves and find themselves in a court of law fighting for their life so that they're not put away. So the administration reacted to the shooting in San Bernardino carried out by, allegedly a terrorist, come on, by saying that common sense gun laws would deter jihadists who are planning attacks. Do you think that's true? As you're listening to me, it doesn't matter your ideology. I'm attacking that flawed theory. How is that going to deter jihadists? Does the president really think? And this is the question that reporter Peter Ducey asked White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. I saw it. Does the president really think that common sense gun laws would deter terrorists? Now, especially that he's admitted that these two may have been terrorists? And the response to that was yes, the president believes that passing common sense gun laws that make it harder for people with bad intentions to get guns make the country safer. All right, people with bad intentions, you think they're not going to get weapons? I want somebody to answer that question for me. If you have bad intentions, are you going to be able to get weapons? Farouk legally got the weapons in a state that arguably is tough to get weapons in. So that's a ridiculous response. You know, and Josh Earnest said, why wouldn't we make it harder for them? What's the explanation for that? Oh. And that's the reaction. A goofball, ridiculous, trip-over-themselves reaction. Because that makes no sense whatsoever. If you think it makes sense, I want you to explain it to me. Maybe I had too much coffee again. But I don't think so. The rhetoric is white hot out there. Is it insane, as somebody told me today, for Republicans to push guns everywhere? Is it the Republicans' fault? Somebody told me that today. Blame it on the Republicans. And sadly, the truth of the matter is, if you had a responsible gun owner, concealed carry, who knew how to work a gun, who knew what to do, they could have taken out the two people who came in and decided that they were going to wreck the lives of so many people. And we all know this for sure. If you're in that situation, or I'm in that situation, whether you carry a gun or not, don't you think that you would be thanking God that you had somebody who could take aim and fire? Of course you would. And I'm talking about responsible gun ownership. I'm talking about where you have to go and to get your concealed and carry license. Oh, man, oh, man. I don't want this whole show to be a rehash of what happened in San Bernardino, but I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, and certainly the buzz is about this shooting, about the fears about the shooter. Did anybody see this coming? And the answer is, from all accounts, no. But he had a wife, a Middle Eastern wife, who he was seeking on a website geared for that, and came back with her, I'll say common law wife for the confusion over that, and then they come back to the United States and have a child and are assimilated into the community somewhat, and then look what happens. He wasn't somebody who got upset at a party, as somebody suggested, left and decided, wow, I've got my gear on now, I'm ready to go to town. No. This was thought out. This was planned out. There's no question about it. The shooters have links. The word may, okay, we can say that. The shooters have links to radical ideology. There's no question on that. The bombs in the house, directly taken from a jihadist website. Oh, the female shooter, by the way, got into the United States on the fiancé visa. That's what happened. So here she is, a young mother, and she's suspected of killing 14 people she was. She opened fire. I mean, oh, you got to be kidding me with that. You have to be kidding. And unfortunately, as I said before, it's the victims. It's the victims who get lost in all of this. The fact that the victims, and now their names have been released and some of their stories have been told, thank goodness. Because to me, that's the awful part of this. That this massacre changes so many lives. People lose fathers, mothers, other people in the hospital fighting for their life. So that's how she came in. From that visa. She was Pakistani. She carried a passport from Pakistan. Tashkeen Malik, where she was born. She came in 2014, traveling with Saeed Farouk. So, he was born in the U.S. to a Pakistani family. He was raised in Southern California. He was a county employee for 5 years. And again, they had a six-month-old daughter. They don't know much about this woman. How she got in, that's it. That's the quickest way you can get in for an extended stay in the U.S. on that visa. And Farouk had posted at least one dating ad on the dating site for people of Indian descent. He said he was looking for marriage and described himself as a religious but modern man, that he enjoyed working on vintage and modern cars, reading religious books, and hanging out in the backyard doing target practice with his younger sister and friends. Man, oh man. I think that there's probably more information that will start to filter out. But with these applicants that are doing that, this background check stuff, you know, a married partner can get into the U.S., a U.S. visa within a year. With an immediate family member, a fiancé can get a visa in half that time. They do this background check thing, and all they check is do they have any known security risks. So the process of being a fiancé is actually faster because they're given higher priority and there's no quotas. In fact, the United States issued 36,000 K-1 visas for fiancés last year, according to the State Department. And they've issued 4,000 K-1 visas to Pakistani citizens. It's about an average of almost 370 a year. Wow. The victims. We're going to talk about the victims and also the back and forth over the whole idea that, geez, if we just had gun control. I'll say it again. California has some of the strongest, strictest gun laws of any state. There were 12 pipe bombs in the house where these two lived. I mean, really, crazy, deranged, jihadist, militant Islamists who are twisting the religion to fit the benefit of what they want it to be. How sad. The terrorist next door. Nobody had any idea. All right, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hang with us. You can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Through this final segment here on This Hour of America tonight. Happy holidays, everybody. Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. You remember, you can always flip us an email, Kate Delaney. Actually, americatonight.net. That's where you send that to, americatonight.net. I actually had somebody send me an eggnog recipe, and it looked to be pretty good to me. I don't know. I thought it was kind of clever, actually. So if you want to send a recipe to something, feel free to do that. And thanks to Hal for sending that along. He said eggnog is his favorite. I think that's like chock full of calories. All right, chock full of bunk with this whole idea of gun control, because again, California with strict gun laws, it certainly didn't matter with the arsenal that they had. Officer at the shooting said, you know what, it was this unspeakable carnage. And of course it is, because it was a war zone. They came in and just started shooting, open fire at these people who were at a holiday party in California. It was pure panic, of course. Nobody was expecting that to happen. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Kate?
Yes, I am here.
Kate.
Yes, yes.
Kate.
Oh,
Kate.
You cannot hear us?
Kate. Hello, Kate.
We are here.
Oh,
you should be able to hear us.
Yes, I can hear you. Finally. finally. I'm so glad that you got me. Listen, too bad you're not here. I've got white turkey breast, fresh cooked out of the oven, cold now and sliced with tomato and lettuce and mayonnaise, plum larrapin, and chocolate cake with Hershey syrup over chocolate ice cream.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, now for your eggnog recipe, try pineapple tequila in your mix, and it will be plum larrapin.
I like that.
Okay, now, about this gun control that Hillary and all of them are espousing, it wouldn't have saved one life if there had been gun control. It would have been better if they had mandated that all males and females over the age of 21 learn to handle a gun and give everybody a gun permit. Yeah, you'd have nobody that'd be playing stupid stuff like kill each other. But anybody that was being attacked in a situation like that would be able to have somebody in the audience that would be concealed carrying a gun. And as soon as the first shot had been fired, those people would have been located and put out of their misery. And also, this is not a religion of peace. This is a bloodthirsty cult practice since the 750 A.D. by that pedophile Muhammad. And these people need to be thrown out of our country, sent back to Saudi Arabia where it all originated, and they'll be there close for the Hajj, and they'll also be close where we can drop a nuclear bomb on them and wipe the whole damn crew out.
You're always telling me that, Dan, that that's the thing to do. I cannot go there with you. I always say, are you going to kick out Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Dr. Oz?
I kick him out. I kick Oz out. Anybody that's a damn Muslim, goodbye, son of a gun. Okay? Now, about this beloved prisoner, he needs to be impeached for malfeasance of office. This guy has perpetrated more crimes then you can shake a stick at it. He's violated the Constitution more times than I can count. This guy needs to go. And as long as you got him in power, we're going to have more of these attacks, more influx of Muslims. He's already got a plan on this new budget that they're going to come up with that is going to guarantee him getting his 68,000, over 10,000 new Muslims from Syria into this country at $68,000 a whack for you and me to pay for.
You and I talked about that.
Bro,
crazy.
We've got $19 trillion in debt. We can't afford it.
I agree. Even from just from that point of view, we cannot afford it, and we can't afford to figure out how to screen when we can't screen correctly anyway.
Small fortune when you do that perp walk.
I'll
take us on eBay.
I like that. We'll sell tickets.
We'll get PayPal to cover it. I mean, I don't want you to have to put up bleachers. They'll have a camera out there in every mile.
I love it, Dan.
All the way to six blocks from here before she gets her arrest.
Oh, you are hilarious. Yeah, so for people who don't know, thanks, Dan. People who don't know, I said Dan has been saying for a very long time that he thinks that the president should be impeached. I mean, almost probably his third year in, I want to say, he started saying that. And of course, now there's absolutely no way that's going to happen. And I feel his frustration. The problem, here's the problem. If you are a peaceful Muslim, I think they need to speak out as much as possible, because here's the thing. It is getting incredibly scary. It's incredibly scary when you go and you see the cachet of bombs, of things that could have happened. Who knows? They could have planted bombs all over the place, and perhaps that was the idea. They could have booby-trapped all kinds of, all kinds of different parts of San Bernardino. They left a remote-controlled bomb at the party, and, you know, they had wiped out their digital footprint, I guess, the day before. So, you know, we're at this point in our history where we can't fool around with this. We can't fool around with this visa process. We got to know who's coming into the country. You know, if we're saying one or two people slip in that shouldn't be in here, wow, then we've done a good job, right? But we're not saying that. We're saying that you have the director of intelligence telling us, oh, there's probably 900 sleeper cells. 900 sleeper cells? Are you kidding me? 900 sleeper cells. I don't want to live in a country where I'm looking over my shoulder every single place I go, wondering if somebody's decided that, ooh, this is a public place, and so you happen to be here, and that's such paranoid, crazy living. But these people are at a Christmas party. They're not being racist. They're not pointing anyone out. They're not looking at Saeed Farouk, who grew up in the United States, and saying, who has a baby at home. They're not looking at him and thinking, oh, boy, this guy isn't right. He seems like he could come in here and shoot us all. You know, remember there was that old expression because of the horrible things that happened at post offices, a couple of brutal shootings, and people would make that, would say, use that expression, going postal. I mean, now, here it is where they're in California. He's working for this county for 5 years. He brings this mysterious woman back into his life, and the next thing you know, he's putting it all on the line to just go after people that he passes in the hall, says hello to. It's not a personal thing. It is a personal thing against Americans, against the way of life. You know, there's a million different directions we could go with that. Awful. I mean, these people at this office have practiced drills. Now it just may be that offices across the board, especially big ones, start to do that, where they practice, what do you do if somebody starts to shoot? What do you do? It's going to be like fire drills. In fact, I know, I did sort of a little unofficial survey among some of my friends who work for very big companies, and two out of the seven, they have a terrorist policy. Well, they, you know, they have per procedure of what you should do, which is maybe smart, is probably smart because of how we're living. It's very scary what happened in California. A guy who works for the county seemed friendly enough, sitting with somebody, having a conversation, leaves, comes back, and decides to go ballistic. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness. A gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessing.